again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 29th of August, 2007. It was 2 years ago, this day, 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast near New Orleans. It had lost some of its strength when it came ashore. The wind damage actually was much worse in parts of Mississippi, and so early on, most people thought that New Orleans had dodged the bullet. But two reporters from the New Orleans Times-Picayune newspaper got a tip that there might be a leak in one of the levees, so they rode their bikes out to the levee on the 17th Street Canal. One of the main streets on their route was filled with rushing water more than 7 feet deep, rolling south toward the rest of the city. More than 80% of the city eventually flooded, about 140 square miles, seven times the size of Manhattan, water rising higher than 14 feet in some places. Communications began to break down. The 911 operators evacuated. People calling 911 just got an answering machine. Eventually, no power, no phone service, no cell phones. Many of the police officers abandoned their posts, tried to save themselves. The prison was evacuated. National Guard troops didn't arrive until the fourth day. The Times-Picayune had to evacuate, but its editor, Jim Amos, was determined to keep publishing the paper, even if only on the Internet, so some reporters stayed behind to cover what was happening. By September 1st, the newspaper had begun printing again on paper, and they delivered it free to shelters, hotels. Reporters bought copies of the paper to the convention center where many people had been living for days, and the people wept at the sight of it and the news. The Times-Picayune eventually won two Pulitzer Prizes for its coverage of Hurricane Katrina. Dozens of books have been written about Katrina. The Great Deluge by Douglas Brinkley, Breach of Faith by Jed Horn, Come Hell or High Water by Michael Eric Dyson. But one of the most personal books to come out was a collection of columns by the Times-Picayune's writer Chris Rose called One Dead in Attic. And it's the birthday of the philosopher John Locke, born in Somerset, England, 1632, who argued against the divine right of kings, believed in natural law, natural rights, including the right of property, that government exists to protect those rights and can be overthrown in the case of tyranny. Thomas Jefferson read John Locke, and his ideas became a foundation for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Here's a poem for today by Alice N. Persons, entitled Meadowbrook Nursing Home. On our last visit, when Lucy was 15 and getting creaky herself, one of the nurses said to me, "Why don't you take the cat to Mrs. Harris's room? Poor thing lost her leg to diabetes last fall. She's 90 and blind, and no one comes to see her." The door was open. I asked the tiny woman in the bed if she would like me to bring Lucy in, and she turned her head toward us. "Oh, yes, I want to touch her. I had a cat called Lily. She was so pretty, all white. She was with me for 20 years, after my husband died, too. She slept with me every night. I loved her very much. It's hard in here, since I can't get around." Lucy was settling in on the bed. "You won't believe it, but I used to love to dance. I was a fool for it. I even won contests. I wish I had danced more. It's funny what you miss when everything is gone." This last was a murmur. She'd fallen asleep. I lifted the cat from the bed, tiptoed out, and drove home. I tried to do some desk work, but couldn't focus. I went downstairs, pulled the shades, put on Tina Turner, and cranked it up loud. And I danced. I danced. Meadowbrook Nursing Home, a poem by Alice N. Persons, from her collection Don't Be a Stranger, published by Sheltering Pines Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.